So the Twitch CEO is coming out against viewbotting. We've talked about this. Twitch was trying to deal with the viewbotting problem that they have. And I think what is going on here is that the advertisers are complaining because the views aren't real. And I have to wonder if we aren't going to see something like this instituted on the YouTube side of things, on the Kick side of things. Now, some of these platforms do allow viewbotting because they make the numbers look bigger overall, right? And then they can go to an advertiser and say, give us umpteen millions of dollars because look at all the engagement. Never mind that it's all coming from a bot farm in India, but or a good chunk of it. And on Twitch especially, they had a huge issue last year with viewbotting, cracking down on it. And then it turned out that like everybody's views dropped by 25-30% because it's not real. But everybody's doing it. And if you don't do it, I guess you don't get found in the Twitch algorithm, however that works. I don't do Twitch. But I suspect there are people over here on YouTube that are viewbotting too. I suspect heavily there are people on YouTube that are viewbotting because some of their numbers are just absolutely rock solid, consistent. And if it were all organic, I don't think that would be the case. But that is just a hunch that I have. But let's talk about Twitch. Dan Clancy says viewbotting hurts Twitch and announces a viewership cap. So apparently they're going to cap your views if you get caught using bots. So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. And if you want more Clownfish TV, go out to M-O-R-E. That's more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. You can check out some of our paywalled content over there. Join the community and help support the channel. We don't do super chats over here, so for less than the cost of one super chat per month, you can help Clownfish TV stay on the air, guys. There you go. I feel like PBS, right? But that's what Twitch streamers do. Like, I'm not beggy enough. Seriously, I think about this, and I'm like, I always feel bad begging people for stuff, but then you go to, like freaking Twitch and OnlyFans and whatever, and they're always begging people, you know, Give me super chats, everybody. Give me. Yeah, and people do. They give them super chats and they or whatever they call them over there. But Twitch CEO Dan Clancy has announced that streamers caught inflating their views will be punished by facing a viewership cap as the platform tries to combat the viewbotting issues. Come from win.gg. Viewbotting isn't a new phenomenon. The issue has plagued all major live streaming platforms in recent years. It's been going on for a while. A recent example is iShow Speed, and the IRL YouTuber confirmed that he was targeted by a malicious viewbotting campaign. Yeah, so sometimes it's not always the creator. I think it's the agency. I think a lot of times it's whoever is handling that creator pumps up their numbers, not only to hose the advertisers, because a lot of times the agencies are the ones doing the brand deals, but also to hose the creator and make the creator think they need to stay with that agency because, oh, look, I'm getting, you know, 8 times the views I used to get on my own, so I need to keep giving you guys, you know, 20-30% of my income. So it's a protection racket, right? This highlights that it isn't always the creator abusing bots. This is why Twitch had stated it's hard to know if a streamer is violating the rules or not. Dan Clancy has now shared new enforcement actions Twitch will take in a bid to get rid of this issue. Twitch will start capping the concurrent views of streamers found to be viewbotting. Dan Clancy posted on X talking about the difficulties Twitch was facing to combat viewbotting because these services were continuously adapting and bypassing the platform's detection systems. He went on to say that viewbotting is bad for our business, we don't benefit from it, and we believe it harms the creator ecosystem overall. Well, yeah. What's going to happen is the advertisers aren't going to advertise on Twitch. They're already having a really hard time attracting and retaining good advertisers on Twitch. And Twitch now has a reputation for being the most botted platform. So when you go watch somebody and it looks really sad, they only have like 10 people watching them. There are probably people out there that supposedly have 2,000 people watching them that really only have 10 people watching them. This is kind of how it works. So here, this is coming from Twitch support. A note on our work to combat viewbotting from CEO Dan Clancy. There's been a lot of discussion recently about viewbotting on Twitch. I want to share an update on our enforcement efforts. Viewbotting is bad for our business. We don't benefit from it, and we believe it harms it. Yeah, you do. You do. because you can brag about the numbers. You do. I honest to God think they were very aware of the viewbotting and they allowed it to happen. Just like I think there's viewbotting on other live stream platforms and they allow it to happen. The reason they do is, again, pump those numbers up. Especially in the case of Twitch, where I think one of these days Amazon is going to get rid of them, shut them down or something. And if, you know, the only reason that they're doing anything now is the word has gotten out that Twitch is fake. That a lot of the traffic on Twitch is fake. We believe it harms the creator ecosystem. However, effectively combating viewbotting is challenging. As we deploy updates to our real-time detection algorithms, viewbotting companies quickly respond with updates to avoid detection. Also, our detection systems must be precise to ensure that legit viewers are appropriately counted. It should work with YouTube and just like ban a bunch of people at random. You know, there we go. Today, we're introducing a new enforcement type that we plan to roll out over the next few weeks. For channels identified as persistently viewbotting, we will apply a cap to the streamer's CCV for a fixed period of time on all of the Twitch surfaces. This cap will be based on historical data regarding that creator's non-viewbotted traffic. Repeated violations will result in longer penalties. Streamers will be notified when an enforcement is applied, along with the duration of the penalty, and can appeal through the appeals portal. Good luck with that. While streamers will be notified, we will not make a follow-on announcement when we begin issuing these enforcements, and we will not publicly share details about when and where these enforcements are applied. Unfortunately, providing details simply makes it easier for companies to work around our interventions. We believe this approach will help us make meaningful progress against viewbotting. We will continue refining our systems and expand when we apply these enforcements over time. Love, Dan Clancy. So, that is interesting. And I think we're going to see a lot of people's views go down, a lot of their concurrence go down. Let's see, Engadget has it. They said this isn't the first time Twitch has tried to crack down on viewbotting. The company has regularly purged suspected bot accounts from its platform, including back in 2021 when it took down 7.5 million of them. What's interesting about the company's latest strategy, however, is that they will directly penalize the creators whose streams see the inauthentic engagement. Judging by some replies to Clancy's post, this has raised some concern that the new policy could allow smaller streamers to be unfairly targeted with viewbotting in order to suppress their reach. Yeah, probably. Look, the streaming game is vicious. I think Twitch is more vicious than YouTube, but it's vicious. People are viciously chasing after a dwindling, I think a lot of cases, a dwindling audience, and they all want those pay pigs. Again, this is what happens when you, your whole business model is based on tips, right? You're going to chase the whales. You want the whales to come into your stream. So your stream is going to look like it's really hopping if you've always got, you know, 20, 30,000 people on, even if you've really only got like 1,000 people on. You know, that's the nature of the beast. Really, the whole streaming economy is predicated on looks, how things look, how the metrics look. And, you know, everything about it, the marketing, whether or not they get promoted on the front page or whatever, whether or not a streamer is considered successful, you're always looking at their concurrent views. So yeah, people are highly, highly, highly incentivized to cheat because you're competing with a bunch of other cheaters, right? And if they're all juicing and you're not juicing, you're going to look really sad, even if you've actually got more authentic interaction, more authentic views. Now, I know in the case of YouTube, like if you want brand deals and stuff like that, you have to actually turn over your analytics to most of these companies, and they're going to look at your analytics and be like, yeah, here are the traffic sources, here are the countries, here are the whatever, and they can ferret that shit out pretty quick. But a lot of it is psychological, because you're going to look at somebody, well, they've got 25,000 people watching them right now, and this guy's only got 2,000 people. This guy must be way more popular. I'm going over there because this is a much more active, happening place than this other guy's stream. And, you know, we've got bots in the comments. We've got, yeah, it's, you know, the whole thing is gamed. It really is. They said there are likely going to be questions about how exactly the company is going to distinguish suspected view botting. Yeah, for sure. Let's go look at some of these comments here real quick. Mam Savvy says, at the very first TwitchCon, I remember talking to staff about this. It has always been a thing, but now people are doing it too blatantly. Staff said they know who does it, but can't prove it. Prove it is the streamer themselves. One of the bigger view botters at the time you guys banned under sub fraud with fake subscriptions, but he didn't do that. He knew he was really being banned for view botting too, which is why he didn't appeal. He just went to a different streaming platform. Crescendo says, hey, Twitch, maybe it's time to remove public view counts. It's become an ego metric. Exactly. Exactly. Traditional TV never shows live viewers to the audience. Sponsors already get proper analytics behind the scenes. Would it take a huge chunk out of the view botting? Would take a huge chunk out of the view botting problem? They don't want to do that because they want to brag. This is really about Twitch and how Twitch looks to advertisers. So was it, wait, Extra Emily caught using view botting website? Hold on. View botting exposed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's if you're going to live stream, you probably want to have a different browser because sometimes you're going to have something pop up on screen that you don't want there. And sometimes it will cause you great harm and reputational damage, as we have witnessed in the last couple of weeks, just in various parts of the internet. Joyce Lim here says, all you need to do is require real account verification using a phone number and email before view counts on stream, views count on stream. That way, bot companies would have to waste massive time and money creating legit phone numbers and emails for every single bot. I don't think that's going to fly with people. I'm going to be honest. Tectone says, nothing will happen. Your platform is dying and you sell your fake numbers to investors and sponsors. Just FTFU, STFU. He's right. He's right. That's why they've allowed it. Because look, Twitch has been laying people off for years, like 4 or 5 years now. It's like every year they lay people off and they have to do a song and the dance for the investors, for Amazon to justify their existence. This is all part of the plan, man. It's a game. It's all part of the plan. And I suspect the same thing is being allowed on YouTube too, because again, they can brag about, look how many billions of minutes and look at all of our watch time and whatever. And if it turned out that like half of that was fake, well, it's not going to look very good, right? You can't go to your marketing dog and pony show and be like, yeah, you know, our views are only half of what they were last year, but the reason is we got rid of all the bots. And oopsie doopsie, you guys were paying for fake traffic all this time. You had no idea. We fucked all you over for years. You had no idea. Yeah, it's not going to go over very well. So, there we go. I'm going to wrap this one up. Please subscribe. What you think, leave a comment. We'll talk later.